The most profound spiritual teachers of all time say the same thing in different ways. Quiet the mind and listen within. Over the last 10 years of my life, I've been asking the same question. Can it really be that simple? This blogcast is about my journey to the answer. I am Kayla Corsiglia, and you are listening to Intuition Academy. Hello, my beautiful friends, and like always, I am super excited to talk about this topic today. It feels really, really fun and expansive to talk on something that I have personally a lot of experience in, which is living in alignment while balancing a relationship. It could be relationship, an actual relationship, you know, among many things. So this episode will most likely hit for a few different types of people. One, people who are single and want a relationship. Two, people who are already in a relationship but are feeling dissatisfied with it. And the last one, which is a loose sort of like, listen if you're interested to see if there's maybe something here for you, is people who are seeking ever-evolving expansion within an existing relationship which already feels fulfilling. Okay, so I want to start this episode by explaining from my perspective in this world of energetics why you may be in the situation that you find yourself presently, whether you're still single after many years of looking or having failed relationships or feeling like you're suffering in a relationship that feels dissatisfying to you. Okay, so there are a few different points I want to make on why you're maybe quote-unquote stuck in a place of not having what you want. First, it could be because you haven't completed the process of learning what you really want in a relationship just yet, because that's an ever-evolving process that will continue until you can pinpoint what will result in a satisfying relationship for you as a unique individual. It could also be that you haven't allowed yourself to look at the dissatisfaction in your relationships, current or past, long enough to gain clarity on what it is that you do really want. And lastly, it could also be because you are stuck in a place of contrast, feeling like you do know what you want, but it feels inaccessible. And that could be something like you recognize that consciously as a thought pattern or something unconsciously as a thought pattern. So the thing that we are truly seeking in a relationship, in my perspective, is satisfaction, overarching satisfaction. We want to feel good, fulfilled, satisfied, connected when it comes to our relationships. That means that there is going to be a certain flavor that our personal desires call for in our quote-unquote perfect relationship. When living in alignment, no two relationships are going to look exactly the same. It is all going to depend on your personal preferences as an individual, preferences that you come to or came to while experimenting out in the world and recognizing through lived experiences in relationships what felt good and what did not feel good. So the process of getting what you desire in an aligned way within relationships is by allowing the flow of dissatisfaction to present itself, letting yourself be dissatisfied when you are, and then letting that dissatisfaction help you gain deeper clarity on what you want, and then embodying that desire, which must result in the conclusionary bridging of the gap between desiring something and believing you can have it. Everything that we are living right now in the present moment is rooted in an energy, a vibration, a belief, a desire that was created in the past. Right now is just the physical manifestation of all that we allowed ourselves to believe and want in the past. So in order to get a different result, we just need to change our energy so in the future we can create a different reality. The trick to life, in all facets, not just relationships, is continuing to create future realities that are satisfying to us, which means allowing present dissatisfaction to result in deeper clarity and asking and believing for things that will feel better to us later on. So for most of us, the reason we feel dissatisfied right now is because we haven't learned how to embrace our new desires or even to pinpoint them, let alone embodying them through belief. And like, I get that this can potentially feel upsetting, especially for us who've been seeking for a long time a partner, or for people who have been in relationships that feel unhappy for a long time. But I just want you to know that I don't believe that there is punishment or deeper lessons that the universe is like trying to teach you right now. Like, the universe isn't testing you or saying that you're not ready yet. What's happening is just that you have a desire. You have a desire to have a satisfying relationship, and you haven't caught up with the satisfaction just yet. You haven't found what preferences in a relationship, what desires in a relationship will make you feel satisfied once they're fulfilled yet. So until you can pinpoint what it is that will make you feel truly satisfied within a relationship, while also bridging the gap and believing that it's possible for you to have it, you will continue bumping into contrast. And all contrast is situations that we do not want, which helps us in clarifying what we do want. Without contrast, you will not be able to clarify for yourself what it is that will create the highest level of satisfaction for you in a relationship. That's just the way that it is. So the process may look like the following. If you're dissatisfied with what you have or what you've had in the past, you need to clarify what it is that you are wanting. If you know what you want, but it feels inaccessible, you have to find a way to believe that you can have it or that it is accessible. You have to bridge the gap between desire and belief. If you feel like you don't even know what you want in a relationship, then I am deeply apologetic, because that means you have to experience more contrast to get to deeper clarity. There's just more experimenting that needs to be done, more life experience that needs to be had. So for me personally, I found myself in situations for many years while I was experiencing a lot of contrast in varying relationships, which led me to a deeper and better understanding of what I want. And right now, in the present moment, I feel incredibly clear on what will bring me satisfaction in a relationship. Having freedom to be an individual. Both of us having the freedom to explore the world on our own at times when we desire to, but also exploring together. With a home base where we can be together more than not, a mostly monogamous relationship, and being with someone who has freedom in the same ways I do, who shares my values, who is open, always expanding as an individual, who sees me as a friend above all else, and someone who understands and validates the very real difficulties, setbacks, and dangers that come with being a woman in the world today. That's really important to me. And of course, there is nuance to this, but this is the overall desire that I have for a relationship. And most importantly, the reason I do not have this relationship right now is very simply because I have not fully embodied the person I will be in that relationship right now in our Lord's year of 2023. In my current life, I have not found the level of freedom that I desire as an individual, which is something that I want established before I enter into that relationship. And listen, I know some people listening will probably be like, dude, you literally just spent an entire year living abroad. What the hell do you mean you don't have enough freedom? And like, I get it. I understand that I have an enormous amount of freedom. But just because I lived this entire year abroad does not mean that I was always free to buy a plane ticket and go see this hypothetical person at our home base, which I'm also paying rent on, by the way. I have not been earning enough money, basically, is the nitty-gritty end result here. I have not been earning enough money to feel free enough to be in that relationship. I just don't. I would not be able to be where I want to be when I want to be there. I wouldn't be able to travel for months by myself while also paying for a home base. You know, I don't even have enough to pay for a home base for myself and travel at the same time. So expecting to have that with another person, like, I desire to be able to embody that person, that version of myself, before I enter into that relationship. Because I don't want to find myself stuck in a different country, traveling by myself, wanting to go home to be with them, and either needing to depend on them to pay for me to go back to them, or not being able to go back there stubbornly because I haven't earned enough money to do that. So, until then, like, I'm just gonna have to be patient. I'm just gonna have to focus. This is a refocusing on who I want to be in order to attract that relationship, in order to be in that relationship. That's the version of myself that I want to be. But also, my level of belief and faith and being that person evolves more and becomes more accessible to me every day. And the fact that it hasn't manifested yet doesn't make me feel impatient or unsettled or unhappy, and it absolutely does not take away from the belief that I can have it soon. As Abraham Hicks says, what is right now is old news. My lived experience right now is based on what I believed in the past, what I desired in the past. This experience I'm living in Bali right now is a present moment manifestation of conscious creation that I began evolving into over a year ago. And the seeds that I am planting for the next phase of my life right now as an individual will continue evolving past the stage that I am right now into the next. And before I know it, I will be standing exactly where I am consciously desiring to be, and that relationship will present itself to me. Because that is what I desire and that is what I believe. I just have to catch up with the version of myself who is in that relationship and find joy in the process of getting there instead of being dissatisfied that I'm not there yet. Can I just enjoy the process? Can I enjoy where I am right now? Can I find satisfaction where I am right now, knowing that the next thing is coming, that it's close, and that one day I'll look back at where I am now and be like, wow, that was a really incredible place to be. And the beauty of this is that I could very well get to that relationship with the level of freedom that I desire and be met with new contrast that I haven't experienced before and realize that I actually want something new, something else that I'll have to evolve into again. And this process will continue until I find myself feeling a steady stream of satisfaction within that relationship. That is my belief. But let's take it back. Let's go back a little ways, time travel, if you will, to a point in my life when I found myself being presented with new contrast that helped me evolve into new desires. So this feels like a fun example. There was a time in my life when I believed that I was wrong, or that it was wrong and impossible to love more than one person in a romantic way. And my desire was to only love one person at a time. And I believed that loving more than one person was wrong and meant that I didn't actually love who I was in a relationship with, like many people believe this. Until a few years ago, I found myself in a very good, healthy relationship that made me feel completely fulfilled and satisfied. And yet, I still had loving feelings towards an ex-boyfriend. I admitted this to myself with a best friend while she was leading me through an inner voice session, and I was so balled up in resistance to this realization because I thought that it meant I was a terrible girlfriend, that my boyfriend would leave me, or that I didn't actually love him after all. What I discovered, however, was that I loved them both, and that loving one didn't deter or take away from the love I had for the other. One was far away, the other was right in front of me. My inner voice directed me towards allowing myself to love both of them. And when I really let go of the resistance, I found that I actually did desire to love both of them. I didn't desire to stop loving one or the other for the sake of loving one or the other. And not in a polyamorous, open relationship kind of way, but more in an honest, like, I don't want to lie and say I don't love someone just because I'm in a happy relationship kind of way. Like, I can love two friends at once kind of way, but I also didn't just love either one of them as a friend. I loved both of them as friends, but also in a more honest, romantic way as well. But I also wasn't interested in taking action on romantic feelings towards the person I wasn't in a relationship with. But my feeling was like, maybe I will someday? I don't know. He's not here, so I can't know for sure if I'd want to or not unless he was actually here, and he's not. In fact, I found that I had love for not one, but two of my most recent ex-boyfriends in this relationship, in this third relationship. And when I released the resistance, I found that the love I had for them was so honest that it would never go away. And that felt like a really beautiful, life-enhancing realization for me, personally. I'm not saying this is the way everyone else should live, but this was just my truth. The desire that was born in that moment was, I desire to be with someone who can accept that I had deep and meaningful connections with other men in my life before him, and that I will love them forever because of that. And I desire for this person to know that just because that love for them will never die in me does not mean that it takes away from the love that I have for them. It doesn't mean that I want to be with them or those exes rather than him. And after I had that realization, I actually opened up to my boyfriend about it. And I told him how I felt and was really honest. Like, this is part of the embodying process. That was my desire. My desire was to be in a relationship where somebody accepted that I loved other people. And that didn't take away from my love from them, that they would accept that and not make it mean something wrong about me. Like, there's something wrong with you, because if you love your ex, that means you don't love me. Like, I don't want to be in a relationship like that. That may be true for some people. At one point in my life, it was true for me. But then I expanded and I had these really magnificent and meaningful relationships with other people. And even though it didn't work out in the end, I still loved them. And it wasn't like I just turned it off after the relationship ended. But I found myself lying to myself in this relationship for a long time and wanting to hide those feelings because I thought it meant something deeper than what it did. All it meant was that I loved them, the same way that I'll love a friend, even if I'm not a friend, even like my oldest best friends in my life, like I'll always love them. They'll always have a special place in my heart. Even if we're not talking every day or seeing each other every day, I still love them. It doesn't just go away because I find a new best friend that I relate to more. So after I had that realization, I opened up to him and I told him how I felt. And I was really honest because I wanted to embody the person who was living in non-judgment of that about myself. And so that meant having to tell him and then seeing if it aligned with him or not. So I also knew that by expressing this to him, that it could very well end our relationship. He could leave me because of it. And I accepted that that could potentially happen. And if it did, that I would be okay and that I wouldn't make it mean anything about either one of us. But the most beautiful thing happened instead. His response was something along the lines, and I'm paraphrasing, but his response was something along the lines of, "Why would I leave you just because you have so much love in your heart to give, just because you refuse to stop loving people?" And like, even saying that right now, it gives me chills, because not only had I given myself permission to like love unapologetically without it meaning all these horrible things about me, but I also allowed myself to be open about it and then received acceptance because of it. Like, I received acceptance afterwards. But I didn't go into that thinking, if he doesn't accept me, then he's a shitty person. I went into it like, it would be completely reasonable if he did not accept this and he wanted to end the relationship. But he didn't. He was very accepting of it, in fact, and it was probably one of the most beautiful interactions I've ever had. And it wasn't until months later, because of a desire that I had to move to Bali, that our relationship actually did end, which was just more contrast presenting itself. I wanted one thing, he wanted something else. And since then, this desire specifically to love, be able to or allowed to love, to allow myself to love more than one person at a time, this desire has evolved even more, because even more contrast of that I've experienced, namely that I've basically sworn off dating entirely until I can give a past relationship an honest second chance. Because after all the years of dating and relationships and contrast and failures and setbacks, regardless of where I am in the world or who I'm in a relationship with, I still desire to be with that one person above all else. And if anyone comes into my life and my desire shifts and I find myself drawn to this new person, I already know that I will have no choice but to be open with them about my intention to one day be with someone else, and that anything that happens between me and this new person will not last forever. And so, you know, there's a teeter-totter for me between not dating at all and allowing myself to date, but like, by being honest. Does that make sense? It's just about allowing the process to be ever-evolving. The thing we truly seek in relationship is satisfaction. Like any other desire that we have, like any other area of our life, we just want to be satisfied. Our own personal experience of connection, that is satisfying to us in relationships. That is what we want. If you don't have it yet, It's just because you haven't caught up with the person you want to be when you're in that satisfying relationship. And sometimes that just means there's a little bit more sifting and sorting and experimenting that needs to be done. It's not because your partner isn't showing up in the relationship with more patience or kindness. It's because you, as an individual, haven't decided that your partner will be and is patient and kind, and you haven't embodied the person who you will be when you accept no less with grace. There is no screaming and yelling and demanding and demeaning and I deserve better than you shaming mentality when living in alignment, because that is not the behavior you will exhibit in that aligning relationship. When you are acting as the person you want to be in that satisfying relationship, whether that relationship is happening presently or not, that is when you start moving in the direction of it. You won't be waiting around for someone to change or show up the way you think they need to. You will not demand people be different. You will let people be who they are with no judgment, no shame, no expectation, but you will still ask for what you want from who presents themselves to you. And you will admit to yourself and to them when they aren't that person. And you'll do it without shaming, without making them wrong, because they aren't. They just want something different, and that is allowed. When I moved to Washington State by myself, that was if not the hardest decision I have still ever made. Because on paper, at the time, that was the perfect relationship that I'd ever had. There were very few flaws that I could find by the end of it in that relationship. But what he wanted and what I wanted in that specific decision were two different things. And that meant that one of us would have to compromise almost entirely our desires so the other could have what they wanted. And that would mean one of us would have to be dissatisfied. That, in my opinion, is not living in alignment. That's not living in alignment in a relationship, especially. In my perspective, I desired someone who would take the leap. That was the desire that was being born in that moment. I desire to be in a relationship with someone who will take the leap of faith, who will leap into this new situation with me with faith that it will all work out. While he was desiring someone who would play it safe and who would let it be a little bit more of a slow burn, like we'll get there eventually, we don't have to go right now. Neither of us were innately wrong. It's just that we felt differently. We wanted different things. And we couldn't force the other person to meet us where our desire was in that moment. And funnily enough, the same exact contrast presented itself to me in my next relationship. And that really, really drove it home for me. I desire someone who wants to be free to explore and who is working towards that freedom at the same rate as I am, or who has already established it for themselves, not somebody who wants the slow burn. So at the end of the day, we are all reaching for fulfillment. There is a feeling of connection, of fulfillment, of intimacy that we all want from a relationship. And the reason we keep experiencing contrast in our relationships is because we just haven't reached that level of fulfillment yet. So this is about making tweaks and fine-tuning, allowing the contrast to be a good thing, because that's serving us, that's letting us seek clarity. New contrast has presented itself. Why? What am I dissatisfied with right now, and what do I want instead? I don't feel fulfilled right now. The thing that I want is to feel fulfilled and satisfied and to feel connected. Why don't I feel that way? Reach, understand, clarify, and then come back to asking the deeper question. Are we both receiving what we desire in this relationship? Do our desires match up? If that person hasn't come yet, am I embodying the person who I will be in that relationship as an individual? Like me, in order to embody who I desire to be in this next relationship, I have to have more freedom than I have right now. Am I embodying that? What am I waiting for if I haven't embodied it? Am I waiting for him to be the thing that gives me freedom? I don't want to do that because I want freedom as an individual. If I get it from him, then there's the chance that it could potentially be taken away one day. And I'd prefer to have it all the time, regardless of whether he's there or not. So you have to be honest. Ask them to be honest, if there's anyone there being honest. When new people present themselves to you, be honest with them about what you want. Go in with no judgment, no fingers pointed, no blame cast. And sometimes that will mean having to walk away from a person and a relationship purely because the desires don't line up. And that does not mean there is anything wrong with either party involved. A lot of people will make this part of the process the hardest part, in fact. They'll say things like, no, this just means there's something wrong with me. I just need to work on giving him or her what they want and change this part of myself. Or they should be willing to change for me, or they should be willing to do this for me or to change this behavior for me. But in reality, people want what they want, and they are being inauthentic in trying to alter their behavior just to appease another person. Some people don't desire to change their behavior or their desires, and they're allowed to have that experience and to be free to be their truest selves, free of judgment, as they are, as we are. Most of us make this shit really personal, like there is only one right way to be in a relationship, meaning the way that I want to be in a relationship is the only way that there is in the entire world to be in a relationship. And everybody that we come in contact with, we make wrong when they want something different. We are like all sort of indoctrinated to want Hollywood standards of relationship, right? But then as we grow up, as we get older, we understand that it's a lot more nuanced to it than what Hollywood portrays it to be in all the pretty romance novels and books. But like, in reality, there is so much more fulfillment from allowing ourselves to truly want what we want and like letting ourselves have it. So find acceptance for what others deem as correct or incorrect within a relationship. And just let them be themselves, off with other people who align with their beliefs if it's not aligned for you. This isn't about trying to alter your own desires to fit somebody else's expectations, and it's also not about changing their desires to fit your expectations. It's about being honest and finding someone who naturally aligns with them, believing that you can find someone who naturally aligns with them. When a relationship ends, it doesn't mean you've failed or they've failed or they weren't a good partner. It just means they weren't your idea of a good partner, but that doesn't make them a bad person. You weren't their idea of a good partner either, but that doesn't make you a bad person. People fixate so much in relationship on right or wrong and casting blame. And of course, this is not including cases of abuse. That's just completely voided out of this conversation. But if someone is exhibiting a behavior, doing something that they think is right and the other person thinks it's wrong, a lot of times they say he was just a really shitty boyfriend or she was just a crazy girlfriend. And it's like, no, they were just being themselves, doing what they wanted to do, thinking what they wanted to think. The moment that your behavior starts to change because you're in a relationship, but you would be doing something outside of the relationship, that's a huge red flag in my perspective. You should be able to be who you would be, regardless of whether you're in a relationship or not. Would you be doing this? This is when I knew my relationships, the last two relationships, needed to end. Because I knew, I think before the men even knew, that I desired and I would, by myself or with them, take the next step. I would move to Washington State. I would move to Bali by myself. I would be doing that next, whether they were in my life or not. And I proved the point. I did it by myself. Both of them were all balled up and tied up in the decision-making process because they wanted to give me what I wanted, but they wanted something else. And so both times they almost did it. They both were very, very much considering doing it with me. And then at the end, officially deciding and agreeing that it's not what they really wanted. And that was when I knew it was because I would do this whether you were here or not. Would you be doing this? Would you be moving to Washington if we broke up? Would you still move there even if we broke up today? If the answer is no, then it's not what you want to do. Would you move to Bali whether I went or not? Would you go by yourself? Would you quit your job and go to Bali by yourself if it wasn't because of me? If the answer is no, you don't want to go. And that's the embodiment piece of it. Would I be doing this? Would I want to be this person whether I was in a relationship or not? Would they be this person whether they were in a relationship or not? If you don't like the person that your partner is when you're not around, that's probably a bit of a red flag. Like the person that they are naturally when you're not there controlling or manipulating their behavior isn't someone that you like. Don't you want to be in a relationship with someone that you like even if you weren't in their life? the reason that I have loving feelings for the people that I was in a relationship with before, the reason I can say now, like, I really, really love my exes, and I'll always love them, they'll have this really, really beautiful, special place in my heart, is because I fucking loved who they were, whether we were together or not, whether I was controlling them or not. Their behavior, whether I was around or not, did not change my feelings about them. It was always the same. Yes, there were some things about some of their behaviors that I was like, listen, if this is the person that you are, I love you, I accept you, I don't want to change you, but I don't want to be in a relationship with this type of person who does these types of things. But that doesn't mean I hate you or I think you're a bad person. It's just maybe there's somebody else out in the world who would feel differently about this behavior, and that's the person you should be with, not me. I don't want to change you. I don't want you to be someone different just to make me happy. I want you to be exactly who you are. I want you to be doing exactly what you would be doing whether I was here or not. And like, that's a lot of freedom to give somebody. And for a lot of people who aren't used to having that sort of freedom, can almost feel like a red flag. You know what I mean? Like, there's a story, and then I'll get back into what I was talking about before, but there's a story because it's so funny. It aligns with my desires now, but in the past, I had a conversation with one of my ex-boyfriends. I just started having these desires to expand into this freedom style lifestyle that I have now. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I really, really want to be able to live wherever I want to live, and I want to work wherever I want to work. I want to explore the world. I want to be a world traveler. I want to live in other countries, all while I'm still making money doing it. And this was probably like 2017, you know, still years away from COVID. Nobody was working remotely. This sort of life that I was dreaming about was a fucking pipe dream. Everyone thought I was crazy and I'd never be able to do it. And like this boyfriend at the time, I was like, I want us to be able to work towards that dream together. And basically his response was, yeah, that sounds really great. I don't know how you would be able to do that, but my career, I don't see how that would be possible. Like, he didn't think it was possible for him. And he was like, so the way I see it unfolding is like, you be able to do that and be able to live the life that you want to live. And I'll just be able to join when I can. And then sometimes you'll just go do stuff by yourself. And sometimes I'll go do stuff by myself, but then we'll do stuff together. And like, I'll always be here at home waiting for you. And that was what he had said. And there was so much freedom in that, you know, like so much freedom. He wanted me to have what I wanted while also admitting where he was and being real, not like dreaming and being like, oh yeah, like I could totally do that with you. Like maybe that wasn't a desire he had at the time. But he was so honest and so real and so embodied and was like, do what you want to do and I'll just be here when you get home. But at the time, like, I wasn't comfortable with that amount of freedom. I was just like, so it's a no. So what you're saying is no, you don't want to build that type of life with me. Because at that point, my desire was to only live that way with a partner. It wasn't to live that way as an individual. My dream was dreaming about doing it and having it with a romantic partner, was doing it and having it with the person I was with. I hadn't expanded enough or had enough experience yet to know or to feel comfortable or confident enough to know that I could do it alone. And so when he gave me that level of freedom, I was just like, yo, clearly we want different things. You know, like, I don't want to be a world traveler alone, says the woman now who is literally a world traveler and is doing it alone and wants exactly the type of relationship that he was suggesting. Like, that's a lot of freedom sometimes, a lot of freedom to be like, be who you are. I'm not going to get mad. And yeah, maybe if you're who you are and it doesn't align with what I want in a relationship, that'll mean it'll end. And some people think that means like, oh, well, then that just means I'm a bad person, I'm a wrong person. No, it doesn't. It just means there's a person out in the world who would better align with you. That's all it means. I think if there were more people in the world who could be really honest about what they feel, what they want, what doesn't feel right, and kept it a personal preference instead of a demand for another person to change, I think in that world, relationships would thrive. Friendships and respect would move to a whole new level, especially between men and women. It would no longer just be about, like, men need to show up for women this way and women need to show up for men this way. It would be like, we have a mutual respect for any sex, any gender of person, and the relationships and the desires that they have. There would be this deep level of respect. And I think friendships, relationships, all of it would thrive because of it. It would all be rooted in acceptance, not rooted in right and wrong. What you're doing is wrong. Who you are as a person is wrong. Nothing anyone desires is wrong. Desire is born from fucking source. Desire is born from God. If it feels right for one person, it is right. If it feels good for one person, it is good. That is born from source. That is born from God. That is born from the innermost deep truth within each of us as individuals. But just because it doesn't feel good to you does not mean it doesn't feel good to another person. Just because it doesn't feel right to you doesn't mean it doesn't feel right to another person. Each of us need to learn how to like expand out of our own little bubbles, you know, and thinking like my way is the only way. And that means that if another person isn't showing up that way, then I've got to do something to change their behavior or make it about yourself and say, I need to change my behavior. It's not about that. Living in an aligned relationship is letting other people be who they are without taking it personally and always staying true and aligned with your own desires, letting them stay aligned with their own desires, coming together in communion when those desires align, and letting people and yourself be free when they don't align, removing judgment from mismatched energy. When you truly aren't judging, you won't allow anyone to judge you or to manipulate you into changing because you're not expecting yourself or other people to do that. Acting as if means walking away with love and acceptance and grace towards other people who have mismatched energy to your own. It means loving yourself even when your desires change and holding your own desires within your highest respects and regards. When you can do all of this for yourself, it starts to naturally pour out to the people you interact with. You will laugh off people who attempt to emotionally manipulate you because you're no longer making it mean something about you when contrast comes in again. When contrast comes into play, you're not going to say, there's something wrong with me. And so when another person comes at you and says, there's something wrong with you because you don't want this, you'll be like, it's just a personal preference, my dude. Find someone else who feels the same way you do. No hard feelings. Goodbye. And again, it's just a process, like a fine-tuning process of allowing contrast in so you can better understand what you want and then allowing yourself to be honest about that with the people who come into your life. And then to really drive it home, it's about shifting yourself to fit into the embodiment of that desire at whatever cost and while loving yourself and accepting yourself and the desires that you have. Who will you be when that relationship comes in? Who will you be when your relationship gets better, when it's fulfilling the way you desire for it to be fulfilling? If you feel like you've already embodied that version of yourself, then what are your beliefs about men and women that may not be serving you? And how can you start to believe that the person you desire is out there? Believing things like, there are no good men or women out in the world is going to prove itself correct to you. Believing that there are no evolved people in the way you desire for them to be evolved is going to prove itself correct to you. Remember, our thoughts and what we believe matters more than anything. Anything. In order to have the relationship you desire, you have to know what you're asking for. Then you have to believe it's possible to have it. And then you have to become the person who you'll be when you do have it, whether that's now or later. Stop waiting for that person to show up to become that person. You're just keeping yourself trapped. Start having faith in men and women again as partners. Desire is literally the root of all creation. When we allow ourselves to desire connection, love, etc., and the special flavor that is right for us, we are creating it. It is inevitable that it will happen. All we have to do is be met there. To be met there is believe it's possible and to be the person who we want to be when we meet it. The more of us who can evolve to match up with those people, the more they will meet us there. The more that we evolve as individuals, the more that other people will evolve. But one of us has to go first. We can't just wait around for the other people to evolve in order to evolve. And this is where I'll close this out. because this is a hypothesis that I have, and I have no way of actually proving it other than to say it feels like my personal truth about relationship and about desire when it comes to partners. And that is by desiring a partner in the way that I do, in the way that I uniquely desire a partner, I am putting my hand in the creation process of that person coming into their own individual alignment. Without my desire for their expansion, they would have nothing to expand towards. Without their desire for me to expand, I would have nothing to expand towards. It's like a co-collaboration, co-creation. So it almost feels like this co-creation, before you even meet that person, or even from worlds away, as a desire, as I plant a desire for my partner, they have a desire to expand into it. And as they plant desires for their partner, their perfect partner, I feel called to expand into that. And until we can meet each other there, we will keep planting desires and expanding into them, planting desires, expanding into them, until one day we expand into perfect union energetically to one another. Until then, we're both still expanding until the people we want to be when that relationship begins, until I have expanded into the person I want to be in that relationship. That is the moment when union can occur. That person is expanding the same way that I'm expanding. We're both expanding at the same time. It's not like, oh, he's waiting around for me to expand, or I'm waiting around for him to expand. I haven't expanded into that person. He hasn't either. It is a co-collaboration. The energies are there together, coming together in perfect union. That is my personal hypothesis. Okay, and that's all I've got on living in alignment while trying to balance relationships. I know it's a complicated topic. I know it's frustrating to like not have what you want, not even just in relationships, but in general when it comes to anything that you're desiring. But it really is just like a fine-tuning process, you know? I think about this a lot being here in Bali because I've been here for a year. This was a dream. I was referencing 2017. Such a vivid memory for me, sitting on that couch, talking to that partner that I had at the time, dreaming about doing exactly what I'm doing right now. And in that moment, doing what I'm doing right now, the thing that's causing satisfaction, did not feel like satisfaction to me. It felt like the nightmare scenario. I was like, what do you mean? I'll be traveling alone by myself. Are you fucking crazy? That felt like the nightmare. I'm not even joking. That felt like the worst case scenario. But now, here I am, having expanded, my desires changed, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And I expand and desire more freedom as each day unfolds. And even within this moment of having expanded into that desire that was born so long ago, and being at just shy the 1 year anniversary of accomplishing it, guess what? I'm fucking dissatisfied again, and I want something else. Because even when we get the thing that we think that we really want, there's still expansion to be had in it. Does that mean that when it comes to relationship, that you're going to just constantly be expanding and you're always going to be like searching for another person? No. Just like I don't think I'll be traveling the world forever. I don't think I'll be, you know, expanding and visiting new places, but until I find the place that feels satisfying to me, and until I catch up with the version of myself who can actually live there the way I desire to. Like, as of right now, my desire is to live in Washington State. That's my home base. That's what I want it to be. But again, in relationship to the relationship that I desire, I have to be earning enough money to be able to have a place to live in Washington State, and to also be able to travel the world whenever I want to. That's my desire. That's what I'm currently expanding into. And guess what? Once I get there in the next few years, I'm going to want something else. So the desires that we're reaching for in relationship doesn't mean that one day we'll find ourselves there and then we'll never want, we're going to like eventually get bored and want somebody else. It just means that we're going to find someone we can expand with. Like, the fine-tuning process will become easier. It will become less intense. We'll find the perfect person that aligns with all the things that we actually desire in the relationship, and then it'll just be minor short, sweet little dissatisfactions that help us reach for deeper fulfillment in the existing relationship. That's what the climb is about. That's what the climb is about. Just like having a home in one place doesn't mean that I'm never gonna, you know, I'm never gonna have a home. It just means that I'll find the home that I'm asking for, and then there'll be minor little things that I'll want to like tweak and tune and change about the house over time. Renovations and adding new things and changing wall colors and buying a new refrigerator, you know, like more mundane desires, but like until then it just becomes like the bigger expansion into the things that we want. And it feels like such an intense journey because most of us were never given the opportunity to even ask for the things that we want, let alone taught to believe that any of it's possible. And so now it's just like this massive pile of contrast that we're having to sort through and a lot of things that we're having to figure out on our own because no one taught us how to do it. But once you get to a level of satisfaction in general areas of your life, it just becomes like satisfaction, satisfaction, satisfaction. Oh, there's a little bit of discomfort there. What's that about? Oh, I'm satisfied again. I'm satisfied again. That's my belief. That's the evidence that I can see while looking around me and seeing people who have figured the shit out. The mentors, the people who are like, the people who we all look up to, you know, the Esther Hicks, Abraham, and Eckhart Tolle, like Byron Katie people who figured it out, who are just happy because they sifted and they sorted, they found the things that felt satisfying, they let themselves embody that, they let themselves get there. And now it's just about the fine tuning within the satisfaction they experience. And that's just the easy part, in my opinion. Okay, so I love you all. Thank you all for being here and listening to this. This was so fun to talk about. If anybody has any questions, please email me. I always leave my email address in the show notes. If you're interested in working with me, you can also send me an email or you can fill in the form. I always have it labeled as work with me in the show notes. Follow me on Instagram. I love sharing, even though my camera has been broken for like 3 months and I still haven't gotten it fixed. Whatever. Once I get back to America, I'm going to get it fixed because I just want a new phone rather than to fix the camera and then get a new phone a few months later. So hopefully by September, October, I will have more things to share, but you can follow me anyway. Until then, look at all my pretty pictures from Bali. And that's all. All right. Talk to you soon, my friends. And until next time, quiet the mind, listen within, and always follow the joy.